You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Draft theme song. This is what I play after about 90% of the picks. Come on, list them for me, Dibs. Who might the Niners be moving up for?
Well, this is from...
Come on, hit me with it. I want some names.
This is from 95.7 The Game contributor Larry Kruger.
Oh, he'll be here in 26 minutes for us to make fun of him. Go ahead.
In response to the Diana Russini tweet...
You can call her Diana. It's okay.
Diana.
I do like Diana. That sounds a little bit more global.
Thank you. A little bit more, exotic.
Eclectic.
She got the second N in there, so it's not Diana. It's Diana. Her talking about the Niners in conversation about trading Ayuk or Debo to get in the top 10, and Larry coming over the top into the tweet saying, who's the move up for? Question mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Latham? Fuaga?
That's right. Play my
Neighbors,
music.
Thomas?
Who?
Latham?
Who?
Fuaga?
Who?
Neighbors.
Who are you? You can't say Fuaga on the radio.
You better dump that.
Yeah.
I one too many Fuagas. And Talisi Fuaga.
Who?
J.T. Latham. J.T. Latham is an offensive tackle out of the University of Alabama by way of Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
Before all you freak out, yes, I've heard of all these people.
He's got 11-inch hands.
There's a reason for this song. This song is to remind everybody it's possible that none of them can play.
Wait a minute.
None of them.
You telling me that Malik Nabers isn't an absolute can't-miss blue chipper?
That's what I'm telling you.
I disagree with
you. Who are you? Have you done it before? Would you hire anyone who walked in and they're like, yep, I'm really good at radio. Oh, where have you been doing it? My garage.
Malik Nabers was doing it at LSU.
Oh, LSU.
Mark.
LSU. How many games would they win in the NFL?
Couple.
No.
He's a 6-foot wide receiver.
No, some of them are going to work out, and some of them won't.
He's known for good hand fighting
and
post-up talent.
I'm not giving up my I got it. I know. I've seen it. It's working. We went to the Super Bowl. I'm not giving any of that up. For who are you? I don't care what their last name is. I don't care what school they went to.
Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU?
Who are you?
He's a 6'3 wide receiver. He goes 209. I just, man, I wish you'd do your homework like I do.
Who are you?
Latham, Fuaga, Neighbors, Thomas. Who would the Niners be moving up to get? 888-957-9570. Who of that powerhouse quartet would you like instead of Debo or Ayuk?
Thank you, Grandy. I think that ran its course. Good job. Appreciate you, brother.
For me, it's Fuaga.
Who are you?
Talisi Fuaga.
I can't even look you straight in the face right now.
It's easily Fuaga.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
6'6", tackle out of Oregon State. Grandy knows him well. He pushed your ducks around at 324.
Yeah, what do you think?
Please.
He's a beaver. And, he's good.
324 pounds of good.
Yes, he
is. Defensive tackle Brandon Dorless. Look out for him in the second round. He dominated Fuaga.
That's exciting. Oh, wait a minute. Did he? Someone's going to take this Fuaga guy in the first round, and he can't even beat your Dorful Deuce or Duck guy. What's his name?
Brandon Dorless.
Dorley can't
probably
even beat.
Probably the fastest defensive tackle in the draft.
This Fuaga guy can't even beat somebody named Brandon who's not even going to be a first rounder. But
you
oh,
better be careful.
Oh,
seriously.
Can't miss.
Be
careful.
Are we going to be doing this whole Duck thing all day?
Well, you're over here, Mr. Trojan, with the Caleb Williams is better than Brock Purdy take.
Oh, geez.
How do you? How do you?
Silent on it.
How do you explain it? Not anymore. Mm. How do you explain yourself?
Looks great. That's what I project him out to be.
That's what
probably the best quarterback of all time.
There's a reason when babies vomit, they call it projectile vomiting, because that's what I think of all your projectiles.
They call
that's
it what spit I think. Up.
It's like the same saying cannon and cannon are the same thing.
Some babies don't spit up. It goes out.
Your projectile vomiting take is much more of like a first year fraternity kind of thing.
Well, that's fine too.
Yeah.
I was trying to make it a little less gross.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's drink.
As a baby, as a man who has a baby currently, I'm much more of spitting up than projectile vomiting.
Listen.
I like it.
A lot of these names you're mentioning are going to be very good players.
Malik Nabers is a can't-miss prospect.
That's not true. He can miss and very possibly will. So I want to be very clear with what we're talking about. I'm so excited about tonight. And I worked at a college football network all year. I love watching these players. I even know who Grandy's Doofeldorf guy is. I know exactly who he's talking about. We watched him every week at the network. Thank you. So, a lot of these guys are going to be really good players. I'm sorry, the 49ers already have good players. And I don't really have much interest tonight in letting any of them go this year in favor of your question marks. Even the question marks that you're excited about. You can be excited about question marks. I'm reminded of something. So, you know, I moved, right? The kids and I, we moved to a new place January 1st. And I never forget a conversation that Christy and I had about 2 weeks before we moved in. We looked at the place. You try to think of it from all the angles. Okay, I think it's a good move. We're going to do it. You put the deposit down. And she just read on my face. She goes, are you nervous about it? And I go, yeah, absolutely. Now, it's turned out to be, my God, the best thing that we've ever done. So, so loving it. But point is, you don't know till you get in there. I don't know if the place has got rodents. I don't know what noises come through in the middle of the night that I don't know about. You can't just walk through a place. That's what we've done. You've all walked through the house. You went to their pro day, and you watched them run with no pads and no defense. And you went, yeah, let's move in there.
That's too simplistic.
It's not.
You've watched these players in college, and you've looked at the tape.
Dibs.
And you've done full breakdowns of the player.
And you know that half of them will bust, or at minimum be disappointing. At minimum be disappointing. Half of them. This is data.
But you could strike on a player who's not. And this is where you and I approach things differently.
But I'm not afraid
of change.
No, I'm not afraid of change, Dibs. You're missing the circumstances of this conversation.
I'm getting to the essence of the point, which is the comfortability of the known commodity versus the uncomfortability of the unknown commodity.
Right now.
Exactly.
Right now. This isn't a catch-all. It's 2024, and they're the Super Bowl favorite. That matters.
It does, but you can still get better with your draft picks by drafting the right people. And you are allowed to do that. You are allowed to find a wide receiver who turns out to be as good as Brandon Ayuk in this first year. I mean, that can happen if you've scouted right in a wide receiver deep draft.
Right. Come on.
If you move up
and you find
a player like, I don't know, Malik Nabers,
who might
go number 10. He might be the best receiver outside of Marvin Harrison
Jr.
He
might be the best receiver of all time.
He might be.
He might.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Think that, then you can validate the risk and you can make that move.
I disagree. I don't want to think that. I want to know that. You're the Super Bowl favorite.
Sometimes you can't just sit back and make decisions based on what you know.
Do you want to
Chances
know?
Chances have to be taken.
Do you want to know what the reported, this is only a report, but the reported best offer for Debo right now, as of maybe a few days ago, do you want to know what it reportedly was?
Sure.
Fourth rounder. How you doing?
Yeah, you're not doing it for a fourth rounder.
Feel good?
You're not doing it.
How about a third rounder?
No. I mean,
no.
Third rounder and I can move up in the first. The whole key to this would be you move from 31 up to a spot where you can draft a player that you really want to draft. That to me is the essence of any of these trades. If it's Ayuk, if it's Debo, I'm not doing it unless I can go from where I am to a spot where I get somebody, one of the, 21 guys that they have targeted as first round.
Didn't John Lynch say 22? And now I'm seeing reports of 16.
Larry has the number. Yeah. Larry Kruger joins us at the top of the hour, and he'll break down the gold helmets and all the rest of the jargon as it relates to the Niners draft
22 first-round grades. They have the 16 gold helmets. Which is like their favorite prospect.
Larry, by the way, this is a little different. Larry has 642 guys that got a first-round grade. Just saying. Go ahead, Dibs. What were you saying?
How dare you diminish and mock the work?
No. He loves them.
Can
he loves
I refer you to Latham, Fuaga, Neighbors, and Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are four names that Larry and I will break it down.
Can't wait.
In excruciating detail coming up at the top of the hour. If you can go from 31 to a spot where you can get one of your gold helmet guys, I'm all for it. Because in John and Kyle, I trust.
I trust them too. I do. I trust them too.
I know
too.
You do.
Possibly.
And listen, here's the only thing I'll say in favor of this idea. I think the 49ers are smart. If they're this deep into these conversations, Mike Silver and Deanna Russini.
Deanna. If your last
it's like
name is
she's married
Russini.
To DiVincenzo or something. But anyway, if they're this deep into conversations, I will at least submit they have a good reason.
Right.
They know their cap better than I do. They know, by the way, this is sort of like what Florio was suggesting and why it came up. Like, maybe there are guys behind the scenes that need new restructures and new deals that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Maybe McCaffrey's like, I ain't coming to camp for $16 million. I'm not coming to camp. You crazy? 300-plus touches? You're a nut job. I'm not showing up. I'm going to sit around and flag an anthem polos all day and take Instagram pictures.
Shout out Shasky. He got me into that with his live reads.
I love their stuff.
Great stuff.
Anyway, so maybe that's going on. And so the Niners are like, yo, we got to get one of these receivers. And so I get it. More will be revealed.
Yeah.
I'm not calling them stupid. I'm just sitting here telling you that all things being equal, I would much rather deal with this next year than this. And if you're going to deal with it this year, Yeah, I'd rather get a third rounder for Debo than a first rounder for Brandon.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Give me the 26-year-old, durable, 1,300-yard receiver one. Give me that guy. Please do not make him be the guy that you move off of for a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Well,
I don't understand that at all.
I would rather get a third for Debo than get nothing for Debo next year at the end of the season if you decide to just cut him. If that's what you're going to do, then get a third now for him. I get that. But I don't think that the value for Debo on this team is third round worthy. If it's, you know, you trade Debo and you move up 16 spots from 31 to 15, and I'm just randomly throwing that out, that to me has more value than a third round pick in this draft. Because the key for me is to get one of those gold helmet guys that you really like. And if you've got 16 gold helmet rated players and all of them are going to go in the top, let's say 22 picks, and you most likely won't sniff one of them at 31, then yeah, go up and get one of those guys.
Well, let me add this too.
And get her done.
This is probably relatable to anyone who's ever done a fantasy draft. I know. So 16 gold helmet guys. I've heard a lot of people sort of translate that to mean, well, those guys are all going to be gone by 20. No, they won't. Like, these evaluations differ wildly,
right,
I bet.
Right.
Like, these are different sets of eyes. These are teams that have different needs, and people see different things. You know, you watch it every year. Someone will pick someone at 15, and the other team will be like, we think that guy's a third rounder. Took him at 15? You've been in a fantasy draft,
yeah,
and you're like, it's fourth round. You're like, I can't believe this guy's still on the board. What are all you seeing? So 16 gold helmet guys does not mean that one of them won't be available at 31.
Correct.
At all.
I also would imagine that the quarterbacks who are all going to go 1, 2, 3, and maybe 5, I would guess that none of those guys are among the gold helmets because, yeah, you're scouting the quarterbacks after the Mahomes debacle. You're probably always going to scout quarterbacks from now on just in case, just so you can say, oh, yeah, we scouted that guy. Because, you know, without Brock Purdy, there'd be so much egg on their face for not drafting Patrick Mahomes, even though they had, in my opinion, many, many, many more needs ahead of quarterback. But some fans still hold that against Kyle and John for not really doing their homework on Mahomes.
There's a chance that without Brock Purdy,
they're gone. Yeah.
Kyle and John aren't running the team anymore.
You're right.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
I don't know if it would have been this year, but they would be, boy, their seat would be on fire.
Absolutely.
Right?
Instead, they're like George Gervin on that ice throne. Second George Gervin reference of the day. I'm not afraid to do it.
Coming in really hot.
Yeah.
It's not even 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we won't get one in the 3 o'clock hour because Larry Kruger is going to be here breaking down the sixth round.
I can't wait.
Incredible.
He's going to be breaking down and more.
It will be fun. It will be fun. I think tonight is going to be fun. Boy, it feels like the likelihood of something large and 49er related has gone up. Does it not?
I think so.
I do have this question.
Okay, because I was going to follow up with something you said in the green room, and maybe this is your question, because you asked me earlier before the show, why? Why do you think? Is that your question?
That is absolutely my question.
Well, then you lay it out. You're better at it.
So here, well, I don't know about that, but it's my question, so I'll give it a shot.
Go ahead.
Football teams, corporations, people who need PR reps are smart. They don't have to tell you anything. When the 49ers traded DeForest Buckner, or when they traded to move up in the draft to get Trey Lance, or when they acquired Christian McCaffrey, you didn't see it coming. It surprised you. There had been, right, like whispers, Niners might take a quarterback, ooh, McCaffrey, that'd be amazing. But like, it largely came from the weeds. Even Tim Kawakami saying to us yesterday, Niners got really close to trading Debo before the draft 2 years ago. They did? I didn't know that. All I heard them say, like, the rumor was out there because Debo had requested a trade. And the Niners were like, no. Moving on.
Right.
But they almost did. So they lay in the weeds. So why? Because I could count 10 reporters, and I respect all of them, and they've all come out of the church with white smoke with the exact same answer. We don't think Brandon's going to get traded. We think he's probably going to stay, But anything's possible. Or as Tim said yesterday, this is going to be stressful. It definitely could happen. There are conversations. Now here come Mike Silver and Diana Russini on draft day, hours away from Detroit being lit up. And here they are. Niners are deep in conversations. And it's not just Brandon. It could be Debo as well. Dibs, why? Why do we know this? Why are the 49ers feeling, because they clearly are, that it benefits them to get this information out to the public?
To me, it just keeps other teams interested and engaged in the possibility that these players might be available. So if you continue to stoke this narrative, like when you go camping and you're one of those fire tinkerers who, and that's me, you're always poking the log, trying to get the flames up, and you move this log over and you put a new log on and you make sure the oxygen, you know, dispensing is good. And so the flames come up and you don't get smoke in people's eyes. You're poking the flames, Mark. You're trying to keep all teams interested in the idea of Ayuk and or Debo. Now Debo is injected into the conversation. So if you are looking for a receiver, maybe you don't want to give up your first round pick. And all of a sudden now Debo's a guy you might have a chance at?
I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. Like, maybe they're putting it out there because, and they have alongside it, it's like, well, they've put, Niners are in discussions. They don't like the return as of yet. So is it a message to other teams? Do better. You're going to need to do better. Maybe. Is it to put a scare into the receivers? I can't see that with Debo. He's under contract long term. He got his bag. But Brandon, is it to, hey man, like, okay, you don't have to take our money, but we might trade you to the Panthers. That's the end of your 1,000-yard receiving years forever. So, like, is it a leverage game in there? But I'm fascinated by how accessible 49er information is, unless it's just lying season and this is all a bunch of crap. And they're actually going to do something completely different. But if they were just going to stand pat and make their picks, then I don't even know. Why would you go through this exercise?
Right. You wouldn't. And if you were really dead set on extending Brandon Ayuk, you would have done it by now. And you would have probably tried to do it before Amon-Ra if you could have gotten it done at a price that was going to work for you.
I don't know about that. I mean, they have habitually waited until the last minute. Now they've said that they don't like that. But we're still, if it comes to contract extension,
April,
it's very
it's
early.
It's super early, no doubt. Yeah. But the longer you wait and the more dominoes that fall around you, the higher the price goes. So I think it does you only a service to continue to have this out there in the public. So if you're another GM and you see Diana Rossini's report, then you're like, ooh, Debo too? Let's get into the war room and let's talk about what we might offer the Niners for Debo if we want him. Do we want Ayuk for a lot of capital? Maybe we can get Debo and upgrade our wide receiver room and only have to give up a third and a conditional fifth.
I mean, I can only guess that it just means the 49ers are very much open for business.
Right.
But I don't think that they've settled in. Like, I don't, and I like this about them. This is just my read. It's very fluid, which means the 49ers are not dead set on exactly what they're going to do. And I like that. In other words, you know, it's like going to buy a car, but you're like, you're not hitting my number. So I'm out. I'll just keep driving the one that I got. It's like searching for a job when you've already got a job. It's a much easier conversation. The 49ers are not going to do this unless the deal really, really speaks to them. And I guess that's the message, but the message I'm getting is that means they're going to do something, I would think. I don't know what, but they're very much wanting their situation to be maybe a little bit different than what it currently is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.